Ramsey TV.
I need help with my computer. Somebody, please, out there. I need to free up some storage on my computer. If you want to do something for the evangelist, this is your big opportunity. Please, I don't know how to thin things out. I'm afraid if I delete something, like music, I'll never get it back. I don't know if things are stored in duplicates. Why is it that iCloud? It's my understanding that if you put stuff on the cloud, then you free up space on your computer. But when I go to, you know, manage your computer space, it counts everything on the cloud towards my total computer being full as hell thing. So when I go to make a show, I don't know if I'm going to have enough storage space for the show, because I go to save the show and it says not enough storage space, but it's counting everything on iCloud. I need help. If you can help me, you will be doing a great service to the saints. So please write me an email, put in the email, computer help. You can take over my computer. We'll do that thing where you can take over and I'll just watch. You can talk to me and say, do this, do that, do this, do that. Let me get rid of this. I need several gigabytes of space. Thank you. And I don't know how to add memory to this thing. If I could add memory, I guess that would be a simple solution. If you know how to add space or whatever the hell it's called to this, I'm on a MacBook. I'm on a MacBook Pro. Because I'm a pro, I have to have a MacBook Pro. This computer was graciously provided for me by one of the saints. Provided for you by one of the saints. Now, I need to clear the clutter. I don't know how to do it. I'm not an organized person. It's all I can do to get the material out. This is Martin Sender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. I promised you this show. Somebody reminded me, what about this show about what if Trump loses? And I said, well, I forgot about that. I was supposed to do that. What if Trump loses? I don't think Trump is going to lose, as I said in my show on Friday. But if he does lose, then this thing happens quicker than I thought. I'm all wrong as far as the end time scenario, the end of Millennium 6 scenario. Not wrong in that the end of the eon is farther ahead, but wrong in that it's sooner. It's quicker. Because if Trump loses, we know that Joe Biden is a sock puppet, and he is backed by the radical left, and they will push a communistic agenda. Chiefly speaking about the worldwide vaccine, the mandatory vaccine. That thing's going to be fast-tracked. Biden has promised to put Beto O'Rourke, that man-child, that foolish little man-child from Texas, in charge of taking everybody's guns away. Remember, Beto, a while back, said, yes, we're going to come for your guns. He gave up the game. They hated him for that because they've been trying to hide that fact. We have a Second Amendment here in the United States to protect us from the government. Because if the government can disarm you, then they can overtake you. We don't like that here in the USA. So we have our guns. Boom, boom. Try it. Boom, boom. Live free or die. That's kind of our motto here. It's not my personal motto, but it's the motto of the United States. I kind of like it. As long as I get to watch other people doing it, I totally get it. And he's going to put Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in charge of environmental policy, which means we're going to get rid of cars, planes, trains, and automobiles, basically. And the whole redistribution of wealth, the whole taking your guns, the whole socialistic / communistic thing is going to be fast-tracked. And chiefly, I'm speaking of the mandatory vaccine. That will be the mark of the beast, right? Remember I said, if you think that it's bad that you have to wear a mask in order to go into a store to buy something, think when you get that universal vaccine, a la Bill Gates, if it's mandatory, who knows what the hell's in it. But they'll have a way to tell that you have it with a mark, probably invisible, on the skin, either the forehead or the hand, because that's what Scripture says. And you can't do anything without it. Your computer knows if you have it or not. You won't be able to book a flight. You won't be able to order anything on Amazon.com. You won't be able to walk into a store without it. That's the mark of the beast. That will be fast-tracked if Biden wins. So we're sooner. This thing's going to happen quicker by perhaps a year. The reason I think that this is not going to happen, if it happens this way, then God's not quite as clever as I thought he was. What do I mean by that? Well, I've never thought that this end time deception would be an obvious evil. It can't be in my mind. I'm going to give you four reasons. One, two, three. Yeah, four reasons why I don't think this end time thing, this scenario that people have been looking for, can be an obvious evil. Now, we know that the left, as constituted today in the United States and in the world, basically is a obviously evil entity. Well, to some people it's not obvious, but to enough of the population. You have the United Nations, which began this idea of a world government. No, actually, it was the League of Nations, formed after World War I. Then we have the United Nations. It's this leaning, this constant leaning, this constant wanting of humanity for global governance. This was the desire of Nebuchadnezzar. It was the desire of Alexander the Great. Of course, we know the Medes and the Persians had it in them. It was the desire of Adolf Hitler. All these world leaders, they want the world under their feet. I don't know why. They don't get enough sleep. They're not getting the right vitamins. I don't know what the hell their problem is, but they have a lust for power. And it's evil. It's evil because they want to, again, redistribute wealth. In order to do that, they have to confiscate wealth, which all communistic regimes do. And they have to take away your weapons, and then they decide what you do, where you go, what you eat, if you can work, and so on and so forth. And they can, on a whim, incarcerate you. It's an evil, evil system. That's what's going to happen quickly if Biden wins. So, I know you don't believe it, sounds crazy, but no, there are powers behind this goofball that will make it happen. This is why I don't think that's possible. As I said, if that happens, God's not quite as clever as I thought. Because I've been speaking to you in the last 3 or 4 years of the new world order. Most people have heard of the new world order. It's this lust for global governance, that the earth is ruled by a handful of people with lots and lots of money and lots of power. Now, this is going to happen eventually. And when I say eventually, I mean soon. But will it happen with an evil entity at the front? People like Beto O'Rourke, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Joe Biden, those who are financing the left's push for power, people like George Soros, the Clintons. In my mind, Obama, this was his goal, his desire. In my mind, these people are obviously evil. Some of you will disagree with me, but there's enough of the population, at least half of the U.S. population, that realize how evil this leftist lust for power is, and they know what it leads to. So the fact that at least half of the country still sees through it, still sees through the Bill Gates push for the vaccine, tells me that this can't be the deception, that Christians see through it. That assures me that it can't be the final deception. My litmus test for the final deception is that Christians must fall in line for it. They must line up. They must bite the fat worm on the hook. That's the only way it can be. Christians must love the man of lawlessness. Christians must love the program of the man of lawlessness. And in fact, Matthew 24:24, let me read that for you now. Even the elect would be deceived by this final system, or what appears to be it, and the man of lawlessness behind it. Matthew 24:24, Jesus to his disciples, "For roused shall be false Christs and false prophets, and they shall be giving great signs and miracles, so as to deceive, if possible, even the chosen." A false Christ. Christ is anointed. It's small c here in the concordant version. Roused shall be false Christ. That is, those who are deemed to be anointed, those who have deemed to be set up by God for this hour, for this time, to deliver us. And false prophets, those who paint a picture of the future. but it's soulish, not spiritual. The part I'm emphasizing here is so as to deceive, if possible, even the chosen. We are the chosen. I know Jesus is talking to the circumcision here, but there's the chosen of the circumcision, and there is the chosen of the body of Christ. We are chosen. So whatever this end time deception is going to be, it has to be so good that even we, this is my litmus test the whole time, even we would look at it and say, I like that. I like it. That's pretty good. Maybe we could delay the snatching away a little bit if we could stay in this. Finally, we have good government for a little bit longer. That's it, then. That's it. So it ain't going to be no George Soros-funded race-baiting organization. It's not going to be Beto O'Rourke, the little man-child taking all our guns. It's not going to be a cartoon character like Cortez eliminating trains, planes, and automobiles. It's too stupid. It's too obviously evil. It's just not it. God's far more clever than that. And the whole world must be deceived. As I told you, most of the United States is going to vote for Trump. Because why? Here's my four reasons why I think that the deception in the final months now, I believe we're in the final months of Millennium 6, will be a whitewashed presentation that even the elect would look at it and go, that's pretty slick. I like it. In Revelation 6, verses 1 through 2, we have a white horse rider. A white horse rider who comes as a conqueror. White horse. There you go. White horse. A beautiful thing who conquers evil, conquers corruption, conquers poverty, conquers war. I'm sorry for those of you who have Trump derangement syndrome, but if you could get well and take some kind of medicine and maybe eat some chicken noodle soup, you could look objectively that Trump is ending wars instead of starting them, and he built the greatest economy the world has ever seen before the CV-19er hit our shores from the great country of China. Oh, by the way, and we know that Mr. Biden is a champion of China, always has been, and so there's going to be some really illicit alliances should that man become president that, again, will hasten the evil collapse of the world and really the bringing on of the beast system, which all that needs is, for instance, a one-world currency, which is in the offing, and this freaking mandatory virus for everybody on the planet that you will be doing for the good of the planet, for the good of your fellow human beings. And if you don't do it, you must want people to die. And that's going to be the mark of the beast. It's pretty obvious to me now. So, number one, white horse rider. And I think we're going to see very soon here that those corrupt elements in our own government will be exposed. The ones who have been trying to stage the political coup ever since Trump was elected. I think that's going to go by the wayside. Again, when Trump is reelected, he's going to kick ass. He's going to do some good, really good things. The economy's going to be better than it was last year. Gas, $1 a gallon, as I've been saying. Peace in the Middle East. Ooh, you think that has something to do with the final months of Millennium 6? I do. Do you think there's going to be peace in the Middle East if the sock puppet gets elected? No, because the sock puppet and his master from 2008 to 2016, they coddled countries in the Middle East. They gave them money. They wanted to befriend them. They apologized to them. They were fans of them. And this only became a match to a tinderbox. It kept these evil powers confident, arrogant, and rich. Well, Trump decimated the militant portion of the Islamists, I might say, Al-Qaeda and their cousins, and it's going to continue with his re-election. So we have a white horse conqueror. Number two. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, Satan is spoken of as a messenger of light. There you go. A messenger of light. A messenger of prosperity. A messenger. What does the sock puppet say? It says, we're going to tax you inordinately. I'm going to raise the tax rates. I'm going to take away your tax breaks. I'm going to put regulations back. I'm going to make it harder for businesses. People are going to be poorer. The inner cities are going to be more ravaged. Is this a white horse conqueror? Is this a messenger of light? No, this is a messenger of stupidity and darkness. This is a messenger of governmental selfishness. This would be a messenger of totalitarianism. This would be a messenger of give away all your guns so you can't protect yourselves because we have a lust for power and we want to take you over. We want to come into your homes and take away any semblance you have of self-protection. Is that a messenger of light? No, no. Is this something that the whole world will go crazy over? No. Again, I told you it was so crazy when the sock puppet and his cohort there, female cohort, they made that great announcement that if we're elected, we will make masks mandatory outside. It is the stupidest thing you could ever say. Like I said, it's a cartoon. Looks like a Saturday Night Live skit to me. And if I didn't know any better, I would say that the Republican Party built this opposition party and tried and make it and are successfully making it as stupid as possible so that there'd be no way they could lose. That it looks to me like it's a purposeful thing. Like, how stupid can it be? Well, we're finding out. Anyway, next, the beasts of Daniel chapter 7. Daniel has a vision. He sees four beasts coming out of the water, as I've explained to you many times in the past. You can find all this on my Revelation series. Scroll down to the bottom of my homepage. Maybe you don't know that. I did 800 shows on the book of Revelation. If you start now watching them, you might finish by the time they're snatching away. If you don't, I'll make sure that the snatching away is not delayed. I do not want you to pray for the snatching away to be delayed until you watch all 800 shows. That's all right. Do the best you can. Just tick them off one at a time. See what happens. The beasts of Daniel 7 are religions. Four religions. Hinduism, Islamic, Buddhism, and Christianity. So, Christianity is the last beast that comes out of the water. I didn't name those in order, but that's okay. The Western religion is Christianity, and it is a great power. Christianity, yes, you see, the beast has to have a religious aspect. Here's another reason why I don't think that the sock puppet's going to win, because we know that the left has become anti-God. Anti-God. I know part of the reason they're anti-God is a knee-jerk reaction against Christianity. I understand that. But we still need a religious entity in charge. This is why I predicted 15 years ago that there would be a conservative takeover. It's not so much that I was looking at the political ideology. I was looking at the religious aspect. I knew that for some reason, Christianity had attached itself to conservatism, and I knew the left were atheists, generally speaking. They didn't care about God. They want to remove God from the Pledge of Allegiance. They want to remove God from our national motto. They want to remove God from everything. That's their thing, man. They want to kill babies, too, and they want to get rid of God. So it's like, whoa, this doesn't fit the template of this last beast. That's a great religion stomping out the other religions. These people don't even have the decency to be religious. At least the Christians are religious, and that is required for the beast. The beast must be religious. And all the Christians love Trump. Did you notice? Evangelicals love Trump. Because why? Because of a good reason. He wants to give religious liberty. Under the sock puppet and his former boss, they would stomp on Christian organizations. The IRS during those days would cheat religious organizations that wanted a tax-exempt status. And so that's anti-religion, anti-country, anti-flag. It's an evil party. It's evil. So it's not going to be the final thing. If it is, then we're just going to it's going to eat itself and it's going to crap all over the earth quickly, and the thing's going to come. But no, it's going to be slicker than that. Ooh, because I would even line up to have this good stuff happen. 80 cent a gallon gas. Peace on earth. No wars. I guess that goes along with peace on earth. Prosperity. Sounds good to me. But we have a greater thing we're looking forward to. So it must be a religious entity, that because we know that the whore Babylon, i.e. the Catholic Church and her her satanic spawn, that is the Christian religion. I did say it's satanic, but I said that Satan was a messenger of light. Get that part down, because it's got to be light. It's got to have brightness all around it. Lastly, oh yeah, I already covered that. It was on my list. Even the elect would be deceived. I had to write all this on a paper towel because I don't have any paper. I was really hoping for paper. I looked all over the place. I couldn't find paper. This is all I got. And as far as pens go, I got this crappy thing. This is from the Four Points Sheridan. I don't know how I got this hotel. And look at the clip that goes on your pocket that turns you into an instant nerd. It's gone. It's gone. So I'm doing the best I can here. But there you go. If the sock puppet is elected, boom. We're going down the crapper quick. If Trump is elected, which I think he will, we will have the true white horse rider. We will have the messenger of light. We will have the beast of Daniel chapter 7. And we will have a situation where even the elect would be deceived. Even the elect will go, ooh, yeah, I like that. Except for the people with Trump derangement syndrome. Except for those people. So if this does happen, then it's going to go good for a while. But then, as I said, things are going to turn. Things are going to turn bad. And it won't take long, 9 months to a year, I would say. And I'm basing that on the timing of 2028 being the inauguration of the kingdom. I've given you all the reasons for that. If you've never heard them, go to the Revelation series and go to the later shows. Maybe, I don't know, around show 600, 700, whatever. I have a sub-series called The Final Years of Millennium 6. You will learn a lot about the final years of Millennium 6 because I never falsely advertised. So we're riding this wave. We're watching things we don't have to watch. I'm compelled to watch and report to you. This is how I see things today. Things are changing rapidly. We know that. I'll keep an eye on it for you. In the meantime, I only do a few political shows here and there. The majority of what I do, as you know, is dissecting the scriptures for you, bringing you the glory and the grace of God, and highlighting and emphasizing the works of Christ on the behalf of the body of Christ. And I am, as always, thrilled to be able to speak to you of these things of consequence. I take none of you for granted. The fact that you're watching this show, I do not take for granted. And if I happen to be able to save this show on my computer without it giving me a notice that says, your computer is full, numbnuts, delete some files. If I happen to be able to do that, then you will get this show on time. Otherwise, possibly not.